Studio 360.
Hola.
Hola. Bien, ¿y tú? ¿Hablas español?
Un poquito, muy malo, sí.
No sé la palabra for microphone.
Don't worry, I know exactly how to use this. Thank you.
Today, we are bringing you some of our favorite stories from 2018. And one of the highlights of my year doing Studio 360 was meeting Daniela Vega, the star of A Fantastic Woman, the Chilean movie directed and co-written by Sebastián Lelio that won the 2018 Oscar for Best Foreign Film.
Sí, somos pareja.
Pero tú no vas a ir a ningún funeral ni a ningún velorio, ¿entiendes?
A Fantastic Woman is about a young transgender woman, a singer, whose life is upended when her middle-aged boyfriend suddenly dies. Vega's character, Marina, faces the kinds of misunderstanding and mistreatment that trans people go through all the time, but in the extreme, dealing with suspicious police and her dead lover's cruel family members. And she does all of this with resilience and humanity. Daniela and I spoke in February, just before the Academy Awards. My high school Spanish is pathetic, so we were also joined by Kika Child to help out with the interpretation.
Muchas gracias por la invitación.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
I like this movie very much. It is plausible and beautiful and moving and occasionally disturbing. Is some of the abuse that your character Marina experiences similar to what you've faced as a trans woman?
Yo creo que ninguna persona en el mundo puede
I would say that no one in this world can say that they've never been bullied or have violence against them.
Por lo que sí, yo he vivido discriminación.
So yes, I've been discriminated as many other people too, but I've had the luck of always being supported by my family, my close friends, and my circle.
Por lo que la violencia o discriminación que yo he sufrido ha sido más
That's why the violence or discrimination that I've had to live has been more from the state, from the universities, from institutions that don't allow me to move.
Y eso es complejo porque yo tenía ganas
And that's complex because I had been wanting to get into the arts for a very long time, but I hadn't been able to do it in that way.
So Sebastián Lelio essentially wrote this character around you. It's custom made for you. As an actress, how do you prepare to do that role? I mean, that's different than a normal acting job.
Mm-hmm. Bueno, para inducir el personaje...
In order to create the role, to bring it on, I got myself wet with Marina in every way.
Lo que primero hice fue... Porque Santiago es muy grande, entonces lo primero que hice fue ir...
So the first thing I did, because Santiago is very big, was going to the places where Marina lived, the colors of the neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Y...
Start creating her history, how she moved around in these places.
Y una biografía.
The background.
Claro, la inventé como una historia. Y luego, cuando el casting se cerró...
When the casting was closed, and when I knew whom I was going to work with and who was Orlando going to be played by...
Fuimos...
Orlando being your boyfriend, companion,
Uh-huh.
husband, yeah.
Fuimos a comer muchas veces.
We went for dinner many times. We went to bars. We were trying to...
Tratando de encontrar...
As though you were on a date, sort of?
Profesionalmente hablando, digamos.
Yes.
Pero para de alguna manera yo saber...
So that I could know how to look at him, where to put my hand.
Hay que reconocer al otro como...
You have to recognize the other as someone that you could possibly fall in love with.
Porque Marina efectivamente está muy enamorada de Orlando, entonces yo tenía
Marina is in fact very in love with Orlando.
You have acted for almost a decade now, but for the decade before that, you were singing opera since you were a little kid.
Sí. Empecé a cantar ópera porque mi abuela
I started singing opera because my grandmother was blind and she taught me how to see sound.
Entonces me decía, "Cierra los ojos y ponle una imagen a la radio."
So she would say, close your eyes and put an image to the radio. And imagine that you're singing in the middle of the stage and the audience is numb looking at you.
Y empecé a imitar eso.
And I started imitating that.
y descubrí que la música me servía para dejar de
escuchar. And I learned that music helped me ignore the voices of the other kids who would bully me at school.
Y un día, la profesora de música del colegio.
One day, our music teacher in school, she said, we're going to have singing classes at school, and whomever wants, you can come and go to the classroom.
Y fui.
And I went.
Entonces, el piano, tiriririrín.
The piano.
Y canté un poco.
And I sang a little bit.
Sposa, son disprezzata.
Y empezamos a trabajar y nunca dejé.
And I continued and I never stopped singing.
And that's you singing here in a scene from the film, which you told me earlier was your idea, that scene, and which to my mind entirely makes the movie. So, congratulations.
Muchas gracias.
Let's watch a different scene from the film, and I want you to describe what we're seeing here.
A ver.
Tienes claro que mi hija de 7 años va a estar en el velorio esta tarde, ¿cierto?
Sí.
This is a couple of days after Marina's lover, Orlando, has died, and she's meeting his ex-wife.
Exactamente.
Tú ya viviste el mal rato. Ahora toda la parte trámite me toca a mí.
And she's basically saying, okay, I'll pay you off. Get lost.
Y Marina con mucha dignidad le dice.
And Marina, with a lot of dignity, tells her that she doesn't need her money.
Y las dos quedemos conformes, ¿te parece?
Yo no necesito su plata, señora.
Y Sonia, que es el personaje de la ex-mujer de Orlando.
And Sonia, who is Orlando's ex-wife, says, you will not go to the wake, you will not go to the funeral.
Daniel, no vas a ir al funeral, ni a ninguna parte.
Y entonces ahí, para Marina, comienza.
So this is a great problem for Marina, because she has to decide if to go or not go to the wake.
Y entonces, finalmente, esta es una...
So this is a situation of a lot of decisions to make, because whatever decision she makes will change the journey of the movie.
Right. I mean, it's really horrible, this woman who's no longer married to him saying, you who have essentially been married to him, saying, you can't be part of this. But as unpleasant as that character is, she's not a monster.
Ella está actuando por temor.
She is acting out of fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y por desconocimiento.
And lack of knowledge.
That scene, and others too, it seems you play in this kind of understated way. You could have gone bigger and wilder. Did Sebastian Lelio direct you to, like, keep it quiet. Don't overdo it. Or was that just the way you performed?
Mira, la técnica es para crear...
This is the technique. In order to create this character, what I did was to put one layer on top of the other.
Uh-huh. Para que esas capas emocionales no quedaran como una escalera.
So that these emotional layers wouldn't look like a stairway.
Lo que yo hice fue difuminar los bordes de cada
emoción. So what I did was diffuse the borders of these emotional layers so that one would be after the other.
Entonces, en vez de ver las emociones como
so instead of seeing these emotions as a stairwell,
yo las mostré como una rampa.
I delivered them as a ramp.
Beautifully put.
Como una pluma que cae.
Like a feather falling.
No como una bola de acero que cae. ¡Pah!
Not right. Like a steel ball falling.
There you go. You should teach acting. That's well, you know, well put. There are, as we've said, some rough scenes of anti-trans bigotry in this film. Do you think it's a pretty fair representation of the way the life for trans people is, at least in a big cosmopolitan city like Santiago?
Yo diría que así como hay...
I would say that just as there's people who don't live trans realities, that's the reality Marina lives.
Pero también sería...
But we should also say that there's many Orlandos in life.
Y eso significa que...
Which means that there's many men who are willing to fall in love with a trans woman.
Y eso es muy bonito porque permite que la...
And that's very nice because it allows families to diversify. And therefore, people can live with some more freedom.
Pero claro que en sociedades,
but of course, the societies that lack this these laws to protect this identity.
Es muy difícil llegar a tener herramientas para poder construir.
It will be hard to have the tools to build a more hopeful future.
Is this film, as people see it, one of those tools?
Las herramientas las entrega el Estado.
The tools are given really by the state.
Lo que la película puede hacer es preguntarte.
What the movie can do is ask you what you are doing with your empathy.
Preguntarte qué harías tú si estuvieras en una.
What would you do if you were in this situation?
Y preguntarte cuáles son.
And ask you how do you live love and how do you deal with the limits of love.
Right.
Y finalmente es. Y con lo que.
And in the end, and what I would like to take away at the end of this interview is to ask ourselves, what are we doing with the time that belongs to us today?
¿Y qué vamos a dejar a las generaciones futuras?
And what are we going to leave for future generations? Are we going to leave them only buildings, cars?
¿O vamos a crear sociedades?
Or are we going to create more empathetic, more diverse societies?
Más abiertas.
More open.
A la diversidad.
To diversity.
Daniela Vega, this has been a pleasure. Thank you very, very much.
Muchas gracias.
A Fantastic Woman won the 2018 Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. And Daniela Vega was the first transgender person in history to present at the Academy Awards. And you'll be able to see her in 2019 in the upcoming new adaptation of Amistad Maupin's Tales of the City, a miniseries on Netflix.